sailing among the stars on the spaceship Earth. You're on the spaceship Earth. Outward bound, destination unknown. Destination unknown. Destination unknown. On the spaceship Earth. Destination unknown. Destination unknown. You're on the spaceship Earth. You're on the spaceship Earth. You're on the spaceship Earth. And you're outward bound. Driven among the stars. Destination unknown.
Destination unknown.
Destination unknown. You're on the spaceship Earth. Living on the spaceship. You're living on the spaceship Earth. You better pay your fare now. You're gonna be left behind. Spaceship Earth. Thank you to be leaving soon. Found another place in the sun. Spaceship Earth. Thank you to be leaving soon. To find another place in the sun. Spaceship Earth. Thank you to be leaving soon. To find another place in the sun. You better pay your fare. Left behind. Yes, you better pay your fare now. Get left behind. Spaceship Earth. Scheduled to be leaving soon. Headed out to pass the moon. Spaceship Earth. Headed out soon. Going past the moon. Find a better place. In the sun. Spaceship Earth. You better pay your fare now. You're getting left behind. You'll be left hanging out in the empty air. And you won't be here. And you won't be there.
Sorrow.
So
music from Sun Ra here on Radio LoRa, Zurich, Switzerland, 97.5 FM and streaming at lora.ch. Satellites are spinning and theme of the Stargazers from Cleveland, Ohio, 1975 performance. They plan to leave this world one day. Before that, another live performance around 1981. Probably from the West Coast, United States. And thank you, Yata, for that one. Spaceship Earth, Destination Unknown. And that's from 1981, New York City performance at Soundscape. Know What It's Like on My Planet. That's a portion of that from the Norton, one of the Norton Poetry Collections. Unidentified speaker there. Definitely tuning into the Sun Ra wavelength. Sometimes the Universe Speaks, a portion of that from the Soul Vibrations of Man from 1976. Infinity, the piece found on the album Continuation from the early 60s. My Children, a recitation from Sun Ra with electric piano, also from early 60s. Piano Blues, performed at Lush Life in New York on Halloween of 1984. Outside the Time Zone from Night of the Purple Moon, a portion of that from 1972. Or is that 1970? Well, Night of the Purple Moon, classic album featuring some really great electric piano. Or actually the Thoraxacord. In any case, we heard a portion of an interview I did with Sun Ra in 1991, talking about the Magic Kingdom. We heard a couple of pieces from the futuristic sounds of Sun Ra from 1961, including Where Is Tomorrow and The Beginning. And on top of that, I read a pretty incredible piece by Klaus Detlef Thiel, whom I had the pleasure to meet a couple of years ago at one of the Sun Ra conventions. And this was from a booklet that he put out in 2006 for the 13th annual Sun Ra convention that year. Detlef Thiel and his piece, Dilatory, Dilatorly, Die Later, You Die Laterly. Pretty extraordinary. I hope you dug that. We heard Aethiopia from Nubians of Plutonia, a portion of that, and also The Nile, a previously unreleased piece, actually The Nile Part 2, and a portion of that from now available from When Sun Comes Out. And again, the iTunes reissue and remaster series is pretty extraordinary. There's a ton of material, including a bunch of, I think 19 or something, bonus tracks, extended pieces that were never available in that form before, and the sound is crystal clear. And well, check them out. Check out the iTunes series. We heard also from that series, Monorails and Satellites album, The Altered Destiny, solo piano piece from Sun Ra. We heard some Sun Ra interview narration portions. Some of them found on the Eternal Myth box set. Also, we heard Twilight. That's another previously unreleased tune from the Cosmic Tones for Mental Therapy album, now available. Toward the top of the set, we heard The Conversation of JP from Space Probe, and also Dimensions in Time from When Sun Comes Out. We kind of intertwined them a little bit. Similar grooves with the percussion and the winds. And also a portion of the complete version of The Cosmo Fire found on the Astro Black album that opened up the set quite some time ago. Charles Blass here, about to turn it over to one last set of music, and again urging you to check out Sun Ra, to tune in to the omnicentennial wavelength of the great Sun Ra, 100 years on the planet Earth. Sun Ra. And Marshall Allen again, the director of the Sun Ra Orchestra, now 90 Earth years going strong, leading the Sun Ra Orchestra around the planet, around Europe at the moment. Check them out if you can make it. They are delivering the direct and living legacy of Sun Ra. Sun Ra Orchestra, directed by Marshall Allen. Okay, hope you enjoyed the sounds and the words and all of the parameters and combinations. And I'm going to take you out with, as I said, another set of music. And stay tuned to community-supported, listener-sponsored radio, Radio Laura in Zurich, Switzerland. And this is Sun Radio, again, each month on the first Saturday night, Sunday morning of the month. Charles Blass, DJ Levolution. And again, the music of Sun Ra.
Travel. Ridiculous. So therefore, I don't deal with the future or prophecies. We need something better than a book that predicts done for humanity. We need something better than that. Although it is the truth and it's a nice book, still, it's not suitable for this planet. I'll put it like that. Although it is the truth, we need something better than the truth. If the truth is going to cause us to be destructive to each other and self-destruct, and the fruits of the truth is not very good from what I see. I have to judge a tree by the fruits or whatever this planet is dealing with. It's proven to be drastically destructive, and that's not my department. So therefore, I don't deal with those particular things. I have to deal with something else. Something else is totally impossible. Something else is pure. And the best medium for that is music, because that music can be pure. It's a pure language, because if a musician makes one wrong note, even though a person may not ever have heard the song, they will know it's a wrong note. So you can't fool them with the wrong rhythms and the wrong notes and the wrong harmonies and the wrong melodies. Therefore, music is a medium which can speak to this planet. Besides that, the planet is totally out of order, and it is said that music soothes the savage beast. Now, armies can't do it, and other mediums can't do it, you know. You judge it to see where the planet is now. It's almost at the point of anarchy. So then, music should be given a chance. I mean, pure music. Some music commercial, and then, it's not proper, you know. We need more symphonies to be heard on the air. We need more symphonic composers to be heard. We need some creative jazz musicians to be heard, not because they're famous, but because they have something to say. Now, I have something to say, but I haven't really been given a chance, but maybe I didn't even try to get a chance because the planet is so out of order. I wanted to play the low profile, but I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm just going to drop the whole thing on them. So, like the rain falls on them and the snow falls on them, everything falls on people. So then I'm going to drop my music on them. It's going to hit the heavens and drop down on every nation on the face of earth, because that's what they need. And they'll hear it, you know. If I play, I'm opening the gates up, that if I play anywhere in the world, the rest of the nations will feel something in the air, and they'll have some feeling, because they've lost their feelings, you know. So if you got some music, got feeling, then people can be vibrated into having some feeling instead of being dead like they are. And probably be tempted to use 95% of their brain that they're not using. That's what this music is about, to get them to step beyond the 5%. And first thing they need to know is how ignorant they are with all their education, with all their everything they got. You know, judge the tree by the fruit. This is a violent, vicious, ridiculous planet. It makes everyone self-destruct. Well, I don't approve of that, you know. It doesn't have to be. And I'm saying it in my music, you know. I'm saying it in my compositions. I'm also doing some things like from some greats or masters like Fletcher Henderson and some more people that were very important to America. And one of my messages to America is that, you know, you should have a holiday for a musician. You got a holiday for religionists and generals and all that. You don't have a holiday for musicians. Now, that's not proper, because musicians have contributed quite a lot to this country and can contribute quite a lot more. You should have a holiday for one musician, even if you're not an American musician. I mean, you had some musicians great enough to be to have a holiday. I really request America have a holiday, or the world have a holiday for one musician, please.